guys, what's poppin'? It's Jack Sutton back again here. And in this podcast, next week, this is going to be the last podcast before Thursday Night Team returns. This is crazy. I don't know. So Itchy and Scratchy and all that stuff will be recorded on the Thursday night, and the podcast will come out on Friday. And there's not much trade news, so can you guys actually do something so we actually have something to talk about and we're not just sitting here bored out of our minds just looking at blank screens and there's nothing happening? Let's go.
It's brought to you by Ponyfish Islanders, because he's got his nose so far up your business it's hard to know where he ends and you begin. Here comes Ponyfish Islanders with all the trade news.
Anyway, we're going to start off with some free agents. Actually, no, we're going to start with a free agent, because I'm filtering here by round 9, and the first thing we have is a free agent being picked up on the 9th of May by Ozzie Merka. Jamara Ugle-Hagan was picked up for Josh Corbett. Now, how is this man a free agent, Jack, after his team played in the round?
I don't know. It's just a
hack.
He's cheating the system.
Ozzie Merka's hacked the system. Caused a little bit of angst. I think Legolas is still looking for the bylaws to try and, I don't know what, but, you know, Legolas build a bridge and get over it, I say. He won't even be in his team in a couple weeks' time, so what does it matter? Anyway, Disposables dropped Lob and then used his first RFA pickup to pick up Latham, so he's not even going to fucking play. What sort of spud does that? Didn't pick up Log, and I could have. But now I'm not happy. Disposable slide.
What did you say?
Yeah, this happened like a long time ago. This has happened a lot sooner, so I'm still building. Fuck off. But why would you pick up Madden when he's not even going to play? He's a port man.
How do you know?
Because Hayes is going to play.
Who said that?
Michael Watts. Bite me. They used RFA pick 1 on a player who's not going to play. Disposables. That's not good.
It really isn't. Disposables. I have to come with you because you look like
a mistress. Anyway, second RFA pick was a good self. I picked up Tom Campbell, thinking that Rory Lobb wasn't going to be there because Disposables sold me down the river. Last time I trust him. So Campbell's in to replace my injured... no, it's suspended Ruckman for 4 weeks, so hopefully it goes well for 4 weeks.
What about Tilfoyle?
Yeah, well, you probably have to play him in forward line. So, got to be a ruck forward there, so that's all good. Next up on the restricted free agents, the Cavs, who coming off a 107. Who would dump someone who's going to score a 107? Won't make another 107. There you go, DT87. Kiss of death, been put on by Jack. And Tom Lynch, who has been a bit stinky this year.
Tom Lynch is always.
And then Disposables, with his second RFA pick, picked up Rory Lobb, so at least he's got Lobb back. So, fuck you, Disposables, for lying. But anyway. Yep, whatever. Alright, so that's all the RFAs done. So 3 Ruckman out of 4 gone in the RFAs. And now we're just got an absolute shitload of free agents to get through. Ponyfish has dumped Taylor Walker, who's not even playing anymore, so he's had his time in the sun. He's picked up Jake Riccardi, who is not averaging all that well in the AFL. Had a bit of a day out a couple of weeks back in the BFL. What do you reckon? Have a day out in the AFL.
No.
Right. Short and to the point. Nick Holman, after getting an 83, gets unceremoniously dumped by Stars for Bailey Williams. What's going on there, you reckon, Jack? What does Stars know that we don't? So the Suns are playing Brisbane this week, so that's still about the sport all right there. They're at home. And he picked up West Coast playing Adelaide. Have you even had a play day?
Did he come in for?
Surely someone comes back and he doesn't play.
He looks like he's tired.
He does. Okay, Link the Stink, who really stunk, has been dropped by Super Gypsies for Josh Caddy, who's not even meant to be back this week, is he? Yeah, he's out for a long time.
What? What, I'm slippery?
So, yeah, let's just check the injury list. So while we do that, we'll just have a quick look at the next one. Legis has picked up his perennial favourite. He's picked up Jack Ross for the 700th time because he apparently will get some hit time now that, you know, there's no midfield left in Richmond. What's his name? Caddy.
He is not on the injury list. I repeat, Caddy is not on the injury list.
Oh, not for long. Okay, he must be back then. Did you play? I think you might have played BFL last week. They might be back. So, yeah, Jack Ross. Yeah, so it's not a good day for the Lynchers. They've both been dropped. Both Lynchers have been dropped. And then Sam Simpson, who Manic was so excited about last week, he's dumped him to pick up another. What team does Manic go for, do you reckon?
Freeman.
And what's he? And what sort of player has he picked up again?
Freeman.
So James Aish, who scored 85, was sitting on the pile for him to pick. But he's picked Connor Blakely, who's played no games, or half the amount of games, and scored half the amount of points. Where's the logic in that, do you reckon?
There's not much there, to be honest. I'm probably coming with some sort of reason why you do that. They're both midfielders. One's just doing significantly better.
And he's picked Connor Blakely. So, yeah, Manny, I think Jack's not giving you any stamp of approval there. He thinks you screwed up, and I think most other normal thinking people do as well. Lift your game, son. So James Aish has been picked up by DT87, dropped the one-gamer, or two-gamer now, in Burns. Much of a muchness, really. They'll probably swap scores this week, but you can only go on the current form, I suppose. Oh, look at this pony got in early. He picked up Sam Hayes. Maybe you're trading for Adams. So he's picked up Sam Hayes. I don't know why. It's not like he needs a ruck or anything. So, yeah, who knows. Just can't have too many ruckmen. We might be able to trade him to Vipers, because I don't think Vipers has ruckmen this week. Don't do it, pony, because I'm playing him. Let him get a donut. Zach Fisher dropped by Manic Monkeys and Will Brody picked up. So I don't even know if Will's going to play.
I'll be honest, I've never had Will
Brody in my life, so. Go him. Next up, I dropped Holland, who's on the ACL injury, so probably didn't need to hang on to him anyway. And picked up Trent Bianco, hoping after he's 37 touches in the BFL last week that Buckley decides that it's time to give another young fella a go.
He probably plays another position and scores more points.
Probably, but, you know, we'll see how we go. Next up, the Ham from Essendon has been dropped for Alex Neil Bullock.
No, Xavier O'Neill.
Oh, Xavier O'Neill, I've gone up one, have I? I have two. Xavier O'Neill, who didn't play. So, I'm not sure why anyone thinks the Eagles are going to change the winning team. Did they get lots of injuries? I can't even remember now.
Well, they have lots of injuries, but I think they have got injured in that game.
Who did this? We didn't get anywhere near them to tackle if they hurt them, so.
I didn't even watch the game. Too busy getting money.
Good work. Anyway, dazed and confused. I think you're a bit dazed there and made a confusing selection.
He goes to the Eagles, doesn't he? Perfect. But he's just going to get in, sit him on the bench, just have more Eagles players.
That sounds like a dazed dude, doesn't it? Confused.
Yeah, would be very confusing.
You'll never guess, but Jake Stringer got injured again, didn't he?
Which yeah,
that's true. Yeah, and so he's been dumped by Vipers and he's picked up Neil Bullock. And you're a week late there, Vipers. He had his good week last week, so it's due for a down week this week. So make sure you hang on to him.
So you're only saying that because you're a person?
Yes. So hang on to him. Howe, again, had his good week last week, Vipers.
Yeah.
Basically, North
Melbourne, yeah?
Yeah.
He's
going to
have a bad
week
against North Melbourne.
Yeah. Because Tip's going to get all. Are you going to teach him if you're going to share it? So, yeah, Rory Atkins picked up by Ozzie Merka, getting rid of Jonas, which is interesting.
Oh, no, he's playing this week.
He did say?
He's playing
the overall. I'm pretty sure he's playing this week. Yeah. So, yeah, it could be a value pickup. So, not sure he'll get much more than the 70 that Jones has been averaging, but anyway. And what else we got? Oh, when you get close to the end now, Tim Membray dropped by Disposables and picked up by Mason Redmond picked up. What are you doing?
It's a celebration, dude. When you kick the goal, the double figure.
Who's that? Redmond.
You kicked the goal from
He got 84.
Yeah, no, he kicked the goal from 60 out and he.
This could be a cheeky good pickup if Ridley keeps going doing the lockdown roles and Mason Redmond gets that sort of free roaming sort of hoo-ha role. It could be a handy little pickup for draft. That's actually quite smart for your disposables. Then Tim Membray. He used the RFA to pick up Tim Membray during the week. Legless. What do you think?
Was both injured?
So unless... hang on.
He might need to support.
Yeah.
Or something. He's not playing.
So, yeah. Membray, Legless must have been RFA 1. And... used him to pick up Membray. Maybe they...
Can you stop saying like that? Membray, not Membray.
Well, I'll say however I like. So maybe there could have been a trade deal done, but maybe there's just some dodgy shenanigans. Maybe the commissioner should be looking into that.
I'm not sure how that's dodgy and not to red mark into his stuff, so... There, don't be doing some dodgy stuff.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe they should be trading instead of just using free agents. Anyway, Brody, who got picked up by Manic Monkeys on the 11th, has been dumped by Manic on the 13th. Unlucky 13 for Brody, didn't even get a game with Manic.
He used the RFA
to pick up Christy Seaton, who's coming off a massive, what, Jack?
18.
Is that a big score for
Seaton?
Very big one. No. So, strange move there. I suppose at least SBS will play as opposed to Brody, who won.
Not
Who knows? I can't remember that far back. Didn't watch a lot of footy, so it's hard to tell.
Sorry.
And then last but not least, Manic actually. Oh, hang on. Whoa. Lucky we're sitting down. Oh, look. Manic has dropped a.
Freeman
player. Oh my god. He's picked up Damon Greaves. Well, I'm not really sure why. Haven't heard any whispers that he's coming in. And he's more of... Yeah, I don't know. Don't know that I'd do that. But I don't think Meek's playing anyway, so it's just a swap of non-playing players.
Yep.
And what did we find about SPS as being sub?
Sam, Patricia, Seaton was indeed sub.
So, you reckon he might just go to the VFL and play a few games there now?
Yeah, that is 2 weeks in a row, so potentially.
Yep. Anyway, that's all the moves that were made this week. Next, with no trades, we move on to the Whispers.
Why would she do that? Alright, guys, so we got the whispers. And surprise, surprise, it's me, not Pony, doing it because there's nothing! Nothing! You guys, I see what you guys are putting in the chat. Stop putting little links of Eddie Maguire talking about the prison, but that was last week. We're in the present. Do something! I'm bored. What are you laughing at? We are in the present moment, and there's nothing going on. Don't you laugh? I'm talking to you as well. Do something. Trade with someone. That's the whispers, guys, and I'm not even whispering. Thank you.
Ponyfish, how are you going?
Where am I? Where am I? You don't sound like Hawker.
That's good, mate. It's good to have you on board. Are you going to be itchy or do you want to be scratchy?
I've got a bit of an itch tonight, so I'll be itchy.
All right, well, I can scratch away. Here we are for another week. We can go through a bit of a preview and get some tips and, you know, whether there's any good decisions that look like there's been made as loops.
Been plenty happening, mate. So, yeah, you lead the way. You show me how this is done.
All right, well, we've got the first matchup is Stars FC versus Manic Monkeys. So do you want to run through Stars' side and give us your overview?
I will. So let's have a look at Stars. So defence, Callum Mills. That should be pretty tasty against Collingwood. Grimshaw against North. Wow.
Huge.
He's way unders at 67 on the projections. Nick Newman. Is Nick Newman going to play this week?
Surely he does get named. SPS is obviously on the outer.
Yeah, and I think he went pretty well in the VFL. So, that's probably a safe bet. And nice to see him back playing for Stars. Hamish Hartlett, 74 projection. That's probably about right. And Wiedering's been a nice little chip mark defender in the back line. So that's a pretty solid back line there.
Yeah, grabs all the intercepts. He's handy pick up.
Yep, he's good. Now, this much talked about midfield, Sam Walsh, third year this year?
Yep, third year gun. Going to win the Brownlow.
Yeah, no second year blues this year, so... Yep, he's a gun. Cunnington's been in some ripping form. So against Hawthorne, 85, you've got to think he's unders on the projections.
Yeah, agreed.
Ellis a bit quiet last week, and probably my only concern there with the kind of 100 projection is playing Brisbane with no Tuke. Will he get a little bit more attention from Brisbane?
He plays on the outside and completely unaccountable football, so he'll be fine.
Should be right. Menengola tonight, 78. That was a little disappointing, but he salvaged what was looking like a 50 or a 60 there.
Yeah, he's consistently been quiet at the start of games and then seagulled towards the end.
Yeah, he's just not kind of getting that really free-flowing role, is he, at the moment? Kind of Guthrie and Duncan are just getting the handball. Taranto 100, yep, he'll smash that out. Swallow 92, he'll go really well with Tuke not playing. And McCluggage is an absolute gun, so 97. That's a really solid looking midfield there.
Yeah, man, I reckon 97 against the Suns is unders as well.
Yep. So there's definitely some upside there in the midfield. Nick Knapp 81 against his favourite Rob.
Fat, slow, and lazy.
Yeah, bit of a grudge match. I wonder if Rob will get another phone this week.
iPad.
And we get down to Stars' forward line, and this is where he's been a bit decimated so far this season, but not looking too bad. So Cripps, the better Cripps.
Yep.
69 absolutely. Projected, 105 from Smith. He has been very, very solid.
Yeah, he's averaging just under 100 as a bloody forward.
Who's that third forward for him? I thought he was getting rid of that guy.
Well, look, need is the mother of all invention.
Jack Riewoldt finds a way to stay on a roster. Wowee.
His partner absolutely loves Jack Riewoldt as well.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, that's an interesting one. I didn't expect to see that. Heaney's back, but what version of Heaney are we going to get? He's
He's got to score. He's got to give you a 70 at least.
Yeah, I got to admit, I actually I brought him into Classic this week because he's down to 490 as a forward.
Yeah, that's a steal.
And Josh Battle. I didn't realise someone picked him up, but 73 in the forward line. You definitely take that. So nice pickup. In terms of loop options on his bench, he's maybe got Haitley to play, and that's about it because Howard only got 45.
Yeah, you're not looping that with the quality he's got in defence.
What are you seeing on Manic's side, mate?
So Manic's side, we've got Tom Stewart tonight, 88, gun. The rest of that defence has been pretty bloody solid. Will Powell's had a good couple of weeks with a sort of last three average in the, I think, nearly in the mid to high 80s.
Yeah, yep.
So 84. Then DBJ has been solid, consistent, averaging at 80, so he's got a pretty good defence. He's picked up Riley Bonner, who should get his first game back this week. He's been named on the field, so good pickup. I like that. Flew under the radar a bit, but yeah, I don't mind that. Witherden. Witherden's been a bit slow, but has that been because West Coast is struggling a bit? I expect against the Crows, he'll junk it up. Crows are stinky.
Yeah, you'd think so. There'll be dirty ball coming into the forward line that Eagles will clean up.
Yep, agreed. And speaking of junking it up, Tim Kelly and Dom Sheed in the midfield. They're going to have clean up against the Crows. The Crows midfield is a bit light on. Side bottom's been good the last few weeks. Coming up against the Swans at the SCG could be an interesting matchup. Sarong and Akers are always... Well, Sarong's pretty consistent after we gave him a spray. Akers has been probably disappointing, I think, as a keeper option.
Bit of second-year blues for Sarong?
I'd say he's plateaued, yes. I think there's a bit of a plateau there. Yeah, Brad Crouch, 111, though.
Well, we.
Yeah, you're taking that. And Lipinski's named at full-back by Bevo, so it'd be interesting to see how it goes.
Who's at full forward? Big Dixon, yeah. For Port?
Probably, I assume so.
Good matchup.
I'll Googleize himself now. Does he loop in Ryder's 71? I reckon, or does he play Googleize against Brody Grundy?
Oh, Sydney play first game tomorrow, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, to be honest, if I was him, I would be getting Lloyd Meek back.
Yeah,
have him there as a loop option and put Hickey on the bench and see what he does.
Oh, well, he can't because he's got Ryder's 71. So the question is, does he take Ryder's 71? I'd probably play Hickey.
Toss of the coin. I mean, probably it depends on whether he thinks he's in front or behind against you. I think you go Ryder if you feel like you're slightly ahead. You go Hickey if you feel like you need points.
Yeah, fair enough. I think I'd personally probably go Hickey, but fuck knows. And then going into the forward line, he's got DeGoey. He's had his one good score for the month, so I'm assuming he'll be back to absolute stink goey, averaging 59.6, so that's pretty handy.
You think Rampy or someone goes to him and slows him down if he's in the forward line?
He'll be up against a team that actually has a half-decent defence, so good luck to him. Jai Farrar's been a really good pickup. I didn't mind that. Should probably pick up defender status as well in the next round of DPPs. And then, yeah, Dacos and Darcy and Georgiades rounding out that forward line. So that's pretty good. Higgins is 40 tonight. It's definitely not loop worthy. So I'd say that's what he's going with. What do you reckon? What's your projection?
I have you winning this one. Sorry, not you winning. Stars winning this one. I think the midfield just has a little bit more quality where there's a few question marks for Manic, kind of Sarong, Akers, Lipinski for me. So yeah, I think Stars gets up.
I think the engine room will get it done.
Yeah.
Now moving over, here we go. Big matchup. Slippery Gypsies versus DT87. This is a grand final rematch, grudge match.
I feel privileged to be on. I'd forgotten about the grand final rematch, so I'll go through the loser from last season's grand final, Slippery Gypsies.
The runner-up, we'll say. I think it's a better terminology.
Yeah, that's probably the friendlier way to say it. Jake Lloyd, 100 projected. Yep, we're giving that against Collingwood. Noble, he should go really well against Sydney as well. 78 projected. CJ, 71. I'm tipping him to go 100. A bit higher than that. Yeah.
Against North.
They'll just be bombing into the forward line and easy marks for him. McGovern back against Adelaide. I think 69's unders there. And Vlorsten, did he pick up a little injury last week?
No, it was just his first game back from injury, so he was a bit slow. But I expect him to be better against GWS.
Yeah, not a bad D5 there. So, yeah, reasonably solid defence there. Quite a good midfield for Slip. So Petrarca, probably one of the top five players in the AFL, 99 projected. Yep. Jared Lyons, so underrated. Just
put the captain on out. Him.
Yeah, put the captain on him. Is he in the article this week?
He made the article this week.
Oh, fuck, there you go. He is an absolute gun then. Darcy Parrish, he's getting it done this season. So great keep by Slip. O'Meara, 96 projected against Hawthorn. Yeah, that should be doable.
It's Melbourne, yep. First game back as well.
Where's Crazy Bevo got Bailey Smith playing?
He's also back pocket.
Fucking Bevo.
He's a fuckwit, eh?
Chera, is it? Obviously, Freo have the Sunday game. I think the word is that Chera's going to play, but, you know,
I think Slip's back in his boy end. He's confident.
Yeah, he is. Has he got backup? Yeah, he's got Drew and Burns tonight. He put the mid-emergency on for 48. So, I suppose he chucks. He should know whether Chera's named.
Yeah, he will before the game.
Yep, all right, so he should be fine there. Chera should get more than 72 if he does play, so there's some upside there. Zach Bailey, 69. Yep, that's fair enough. Andrew Phillips.
Yeah, I don't mind Phillips. Good ruck pickup. He was the last of the rucks available.
Had a real good game last week, didn't he?
Yeah, he was brilliant. I think he got 89, so that's you take that.
Yeah, that was a bit of a middle finger at Stars and a few others that were often in rucks, and then he picked him up for free.
Not fancy, but he's cheap. Yeah, Langford's been good this season, hasn't he?
I was just going to ask you. I haven't really paid too much attention to Essendon, so yeah, I was going to ask
he's
you
just
for an
solid.
Opinion on him.
He's just solid. Like, he's not an A-grade gun. Like, he's not going to blow the house down, but he's averaging 20 points more than Dugowie, and, like, you wouldn't pick that. He just gets the job done, consistent, 79.1.
Out of interest, will he keep forward for next season the way he's going?
Yep, should be.
Very handy. Hogan's back, so 74 projected.
He'll do a calf in the first quarter.
Yeah, I have concerns there about Hogan, but good luck to Slippery Gypsies. Snelling, another ex-pony, 82. That seems a tad overs for Snelling, but he's a solid citizen. DeRay had an interesting position as well, I think you told me.
Yeah, he's named on ball. Ruck Rover.
So DeRay could go absolutely troppo. 76 could be unders for him, or absolutely. Knowing Bevo, he could be a lockdown fullback and be overs. You just do not know.
Look, I have to admit, I've never seen Taylor DeRay's ruck roving capability, so it'll be interesting to see.
All right. He's been working on it in the pre-season, getting a tank.
Good.
Favourite Slippery Gypsies boy, Bailey Fritch.
Just another Bailey.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. So, yeah, solid team there. Just quickly looking at his bench there. Has he got much available? Probably the only thing of interest there is Tom DeConing. Would he get named?
He might get named, but probably playing up against Max Gawn for his first game back, you wouldn't be fielding him.
Yeah, well, that was the question I was going to ask. If he does get named, both Conning and Phillips a Sunday game, so you would go Phillips still.
Yeah, because there's a chance that Sean Darcy gets injured mid-game.
True. Yeah. All right, over to you, mate. Dream Team 87.
Last year's Premier, we got Zach Williams in the back line there. He has been a raging disappointment. You wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot barge pole. Averaging 66, he's on 80. What is it, on $800,000 a year? That's a hard pass. Blixarf's on the field tonight with a 59. Probably one you'd consider looping, but I don't think he's got a lot of bench defender loop options. So it's the smart move probably to play him based on, I think his only other option is Hartley on the bench.
Yep.
Ash has been an absolute star, just averaging just under 90. Liam Baker's had a good couple of rounds. He's got his average back up to 68 after a shocking start to the season.
Good trade pick up there, I reckon.
Yep. Yeah, no, I think that's good. He got 69 and 75 in the last couple of weeks, so that's pretty solid. Moving into the midfield, Cam Guthrie, 138, if you don't mind. Wow.
What an absolute pig.
He just gets it done. Like, don't know where this came from, but he knows how to football now. Parker and JPK come up against Collingwood, and Collingwood's midfield is atrocious. Got Hugh Greenwood there playing Brisbane. Ed Langton's been really good. Fiorini is an emergency, so you might want to sort that out. And then Brody Smith in...
Didn't Fiorini play a game last night?
Yes, he played in the VFL. So he's not getting a game. So fix it, Rob. Yep, and then Brody Smith's the last midfield. Flynn's been named, but as has Briggs. So
interesting. Interesting. What's he doing there? Has he got another?
Well, he's got Big O on the bench, and I think Brisbane play the first game tomorrow morning. So he gets to take a look there.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
And then he can chuck Bruce on the field if he wants to loop.
Yep.
Moving into the forward line is really, really solid forward line. Wingard, Hind, Weller, Pickett and Fogarty's been they've all been really consistent. Averaging in the 70s or above. So yeah, this is going to be a tough game to pick.
Yeah, this is going to be a cracker. Both teams need a win. I think they're both 4-4. Who are you going to go? I'll let you go first this time.
Yeah, I'm going to go DT 87 points on the board, 138 from Guthrie. That's a big first outing.
Yep, I think I'm with you as well. I think the upside of Parker, Kennedy, get him over the line for me. Obviously, he's got to fix the Fiorini, but he's got options there with Aish, which I think can probably cover that close enough. So, yeah, DT 87 for me.
Moving over. Next game. Disposables versus Ponyfish Islanders. So I'll run through. Well, I'll let you run through Boffa, and then I'll go through your team with a fine tooth comb.
All right, mate. All right. Well, Boffa. So my old boy Daniel Rich. That's probably unders the way he's playing at the moment. 86 projected.
He's having 100. This asshole.
Fucking, he is loving these new rules and deadly boot. So he'll go really well for Boff. Mason Redmond, I think he brought in this week.
Yep.
Once again, haven't been paying attention to Essendon too much, so what's your thoughts on Redmond?
He's been really up and down. He gets affected by Ridley a bit. Last week, Ridley was down, and he managed to score an 80. So, but then the week before that, he had 36. So it's a...
Mixed bag with him.
It's a gamble, yeah.
Yep. Ryan Burton, 71. Maybe with Houston out and... bit of shuffling around the back line at Port. Will probably go all right.
Who knows who he's playing on as well? Bevo's Bulldogs.
This is true. Hardwick projected 66. He certainly cooled down a little bit from earlier on in the season. And then probably his second best defender there, Hall, projected 88, but he could go absolutely tropo against Hawks. So,
yeah, it'd be frustrated that he's had to move Hall back, but because he was a pretty handy forward option.
Yeah, and he certainly Boff is another team that likes his defenders. So, yeah, a bit of a shame to have to use him when he's forward eligible in defence, but very handy.
And, And Marshall, I think Marshall going down tonight, I imagine, looked not great for his foot again, so he might need Hall to be moving back into that forward status.
You would think so. You would think so. Moving on to the midfield, Pendles, you know, solid. Lock him in for 100 every week. Rory Sloane against the Eagles. Probably should go all right. He'll be that 80 to 90 kind of projected. Treloar.
On the bench.
Yeah, starting on the bench.
Starting from on the Bevo. Bench with Jack McRae, Bontepelli and Libba. It's just a...
And a tricky little matchup for them where he's been, you know, going well, playing games under the roof in Melbourne and, you know, not having to get on planes. So I'm interested to see how he goes heading over to Adelaide. So to be honest, I don't know if I've maybe got Treloar on the right week. Although, I think Treloar made your article, didn't he? Did he?
No. I have concerns that Port might put someone on him.
Yeah, I feel like this is a good week to get Treloar. Ollie Wines, 98. Well, he's going to probably cover whatever Treloar doesn't get because he's been absolutely pigging. Simpkins, 71. He's having a bit of a slower season this year. Yeah. I think North struggles is, you know, probably making him have to do more than what he's capable. Will Brody, oh, I mean, Andrew Brayshaw.
Oh, gun. 96 average.
Yeah, he's having a great season. And yeah, Freo really need him at the coalface, so he will go big. Tom Green is the 7th midfielder there with a 70 projected. Do you think he loops in Jack Sinclair 61, or does he roll the dice with Tom Green?
I'd probably roll the dice.
Or he's got Cousins as well he could bring in. I think he still just rolls the dice with Tom Green.
Yeah, Cousins plays North Melbourne, so that is an interesting one.
Mm.
But what do you do there, Tom Green versus an injury-riddled Richmond or James Cousins against North? They're both teams have good matchups, so whatever you decide will be wrong.
Yep, you know the fantasy gods will burn you, so yeah, good luck to your boss. Max Gawn, 104, probably against Carlton's Rucks. He'll do well. 597. Imagine what that projector would be if Fife could kick a goal.
Fuck. He and Ben King need to have a real good look at themselves.
Here's the guy. Here's the other guy that you had in your article. Rory Lobb.
Yep.
Tell me about Lobb.
So, Lobb last week was pinch hitting in the ruck. I think he managed to have 16 or 17 hitouts. It looks like they're Justin Longmuir's liking resting Sean Darcy forward a bit. So, that turned out to work in Lobb's favour. Not a heap of ruck time, but just a little bit, you know, just to get those 15 or 16 points, just cheapies. And then coming up against Essendon, who don't really have an A-grade ruck, Phillips and Peter Wright are kind of makeshift rucks, I reckon. Phillips is obviously a proper ruck, but he's just not A grade. So,
yeah,
I thought Lobb was a good little stream option this week.
Yeah, I was disappointed when I saw that because everything you wrote about that made sense. So, yep, I think Lobb's going to go all right for him. Bit unlucky with Marshall going down and obviously doesn't look good for the short term. So, yeah, 50 there probably hurts a little bit. Laddam's got the big call over Sam Hayes.
Yeah, surprised by that, but problem for you is I don't think it matters who gets named in the ruck. If Stephen Martin and Tim English aren't playing, Dogs don't have an A-grade ruck, so I'm expecting Laddam's to go pretty big this week.
Yeah, not a good way to cut Laddam's, unfortunately. And Rosie against Bulldogs, that'll be interesting whether he gets off the leash or not. 73 projected.
He had his first probably big game of the season last week with 105. He'd been pretty disappointing before that. So can he back it up? I mean, that was against Adelaide. The Bulldogs are a very different side.
Yeah, the only other player kind of in play there or a couple of players potentially in play that we haven't mentioned would be whether Hearn gets named. Probably unlikely.
No.
I don't think he will. And then Papley's got with the early Saturday loop. So, yeah, it'd be interesting if Papley goes well against Collingwood.
yeah, it gives him an option if he's worried about, say, a lob. You can move lob out if you think Papley gets a good enough score.
Yep.
I think anything over 70 you'd probably take in between lob and Papley.
Yep.
All right, moving across to the guns. Ponyfish Islanders. So, in defence, Laird, best midfielder at Adelaide Crows. Chris Peanut averaging just under 100. Maynard's probably been a little bit flat, but still averaging 75. Grant Birchall made the article this week. Against the Suns, he'll go ham. And then Jake Kelly, I thought, was a really good sort of little waiver wire pickup there. So, yep, very tasty.
Yeah, he's been solid. I've been pretty comfy with him each week.
Very tasty defence. Now, moving into the midfield, Mitch Duncan, probably the best midfielder in the comp at the moment. He's been tapping on my shoulder for the last month. averaging, well, his proxy has. Jacob Hopper got it done last week, even though he was carrying an injury during the game, they said. So I reckon that's a sign of a true champion. And Hopper and Perryman both come up against Richmond, so I'm expecting them to score well. Redden, yep, against Adelaide, Shields against North, a few good scores coming up there. Brayshaw still been a little bit disappointing. Surely at some point he pulls his finger out. Selwood, 63. Definitely under his average tonight. He sort of lowered his flags a little bit, I think.
Yep. That's fair.
Going into the ruck, Todd Goldstein, expecting to just keep doing what Todd Goldstein does. Although, there was a rumour that Sherry was going to get named. Did that end up coming to No, it did not.
Nah, the In The Mix said that he's certainly, his form's good in the VFL, but that the form of Campbell and Goldstein's been obviously pretty reasonable in the one. Yeah,
North have really been dominating.
stick with Goldie. Come on.
Yeah, I agree. No, it's the Campbell I'd be getting rid of. Forward line, far out, guns everywhere. So Kelly, Gray, Warner. Riccardi be an interesting one where he plays. If he plays full back, he could get some real cheapies. And then Laverde, it looks like you've got Laverde as that sort of last cover. Because you needed someone that was going to play on Sunday. Does it give you a chance to I was going to say, you get to have a look at who have you got on your bench as your emergency.
It's kind of tricky. I was half expecting that Finn McRae would get named and then I could have a look at him. And then if he went all right, then Laverde potentially covers defence. But yeah, he's not named. He's just an emergency McRae. So really, I've only got a chance of Setterfield as my mid getting named. Otherwise, I am empty on the bench.
No, well, you might need to. I mean, Laverde should get named.
Oh yeah, Laverde will be right. He's averaged, I think, 82 or something over his last three, getting a lot of chip mark in the back line. So I'm comfortable if I have to play him.
He's been playing that sort of intercept connect role. So, look, I won't make you do a projection in your own game, but I feel like, oh, geez, you've both had guys that have gone unders. The Aaron Hall factor has me concerned, so I'm going buffer in this one.
That's fair. I've got no issues with that.
You can claim underdog status this week, buddy.
It's claimed. I've got it, boss. Come get it off me.
All right. The next game we've got is Aussie Merca versus the Bye, also known as Team Legless.
Excellent. Well, you're up first again here, mate. You can talk through Merca.
All right. So we've got Merca's back line has looked very good. Markov's 83 average. Bailey Dale's been absolute RFA pickup of the season. There is no doubt about that. It's 87-93 in his last two games. Yeah, great. Depends. I mean, he might play on ball this week. Jack Lukosius is averaging 80. Like, he's just got defenders that are getting the job done. Stephen May's average is a bit depleted, but that's injury-affected game. Expecting him to junk it up against Carlton. Adam Sard's the only one that might struggle because they have the opposite. They're playing Melbourne. So Melbourne have been really difficult to score against this season.
Yep.
But moving into the midfield, Gaff's going to go big at home. Keys is going to go big against West Coast, stinking midfield. Ed Curno, the difference, as I like to call him. I expect him to tackle his way. Probably might get a job on Petrarca or Olimar. So it'd be interesting. David Mundy's in Brownlow form, averaging just under 100. Ollie Florrett against Collingwood, I think, should make his 79 average quite comfortably.
Yep.
Jordan will probably tackle his way up to another mid-70s, 80, I reckon, comfortably. And then the FA pickup of Rory Atkins. Good pickup. Smart move.
Yeah, great pickup. I'm salty that Merker got him because I grabbed him, what was it, about 3 or 4 weeks ago and went a bit early on him, and finally he's ready. So, yeah, good pickup, Merker.
Moving into the ruck, he's got Brody Grundy up against Goggle Eyes. I expect Grundy to win that battle.
Okay, yeah. Huge.
Moving into the forward line, Jack Darling versus the Crows could be graceful.
If there's a time to have an Eagles forward in this your week. Team, this is the fucking week.
Imagine having two. He's got Oscar Allen as well. Darcy Cameron's been so good, averaging 82. He's been super consistent. Like, it's not like he's had a shit, like, he hasn't had a junk score. 120, 79, and 76. Moving into the rest of those forwards, Norton's been good. Joe Danaher's been bloody good, especially against the Suns. Could go huge.
Yeah, that's a tasty looking team. Has he got much happening on his bench?
Well, he has 36 with Jordan Clark, but he didn't have the emergency on him, so smart move because Jordan Clark's stuck.
Yep. Nah, fair enough. All right, let's have a look at Team Legless. Your recent new addition, Caleb Daniel, I think he's started to show that he'll come good, so that's a nice pickup. Jaden Short against GWS. 78's definitely unders, so you got a bit of value coming here. Bose against Brisbane, 79 projected, that's unders. Fuck, you got a lot of unders here. Dawson, 77, that's unders. And Whitfield, 103. Maybe overs.
Yeah, that could be overs the way he's been going. Old fucking sore liver.
Could be overs, although playing the points friendly Richmond, so he could be all right. So yeah, that's a fuck. You can't get much better in the back line than that.
It's the rest of the team that starts to fall away.
Yeah. Oh, not this next one. So McRae 113 once again, similar to Treloar.
He's on the bench though.
Yeah, this is true. He's going to lose some points at the start of the game, and you just don't know what the effect of playing in Adelaide might have on him. McGrath against Freo will pig. Jack Graham with the Richmond mids out, 71 will be unders. Brad Hill, he's woken up, so that's been a nice little bonus for you in your time of need with midfielders.
Hey, the fact that he didn't get dropped was enough.
Yeah, Luke Shuey, bargain trade. You got him for a third rounder. He's made his way onto the field.
Yeah, he's been a good loop option for me.
So you're looping in Bytel 77. Yep, that's delicious. Zorko, my ex-boy, 96 projected against Gold Coast. No Toke there that usually niggles at him. That's probably unders, so that's very handy for you. Riley O'Brien against Nick Nat. Well, fuck, 106 projected.
Yeah, overs.
Way overs.
He's only scored 100, I think, once this season. So
I think Riley O'Brien's pumped up his projected there. Ainsworth, he's been really disappointing for what you paid in the draft, but yeah, I mean, obviously you got to stick with him, you got to hope he comes good. Tom Phillips, yeah, he's just been solid. You probably would have hoped for more, I guess, from him, but I think he's just kind of Hawthorne struggles, doesn't make him go absolute ham.
Yeah, I think shit team means that's just what you get.
Yeah, kind of, you're 70s to 80s is kind of the best you can hope for. Sam Powell Pepper's showing some okay signs, so nice little hold there. 72 projected. He'd be around that 75 to 80, I reckon.
Yeah, I think 70. Mid-70s is probably best case scenario.
Yeah, you'll take that at the moment with forwards. Tarryn Thomas, 59. I think he will go all right against Hawthorn in Tassie with a few of North's outs, particularly Stevenson. So, yep, I think that's a good start. And then what do you got? You're Lucky Hunter in your forward line, so you are looping something there?
Yeah, I'll be looping in Membry's 86.
Oh, delicious. Didn't someone drop Membry?
Yes, I used my RFA 3 on him, and desperate times I needed someone, and thank fuck he's pulled through.
Yep. No, very good, very good. All right, well, I guess you can't make a prediction because it's your game, so it's down to me. So let's have a quick look again. Geez, this is hard because both of you have a lot of unders. Look, I hate to do it to you, but I'm going to go Aussie Merker on this one. I just feel like he's probably 40 to 50 ahead.
It's the ability of these forwards to go ham that concerns me.
Yeah, you've both got defenders that are kind of consistently 10 or 15 unders, so they kind of cover each other. But yeah, he's just got more upside in his forward line, even with your loops. But yeah, it's going to be a close matchup. I think he's just ahead at the moment though.
Yeah, I reckon this is going to be one of those annoying fucking Sunday last game ones.
Yeah. Yeah, could easy be, and that's going to be West Coast Adelaide. So watch.
Okay, double disappointment for me.
watch Darling and Oscar Allen and Gaff fucking chase you down.
All right. Now this is an absolute. This game is the game. This is the buy off. So 11v12. Strap yourself in. This is the game. Do I say this is the game of the round? Because at the moment, so when I played Hawker, it was the wooden spoon off. Now this is the wooden spoon off.
Hawker gets team started. I think he got Team Awesome kind of back up and running. So,
hey, if anyone can jumpstart Vipers, this is the bloke, you reckon? So
I think so.
Running through that back line, Tom Doty against the Crow, against West Coast. I think he might struggle because West Coast don't. Their marking targets don't drop it. They don't let interceptors get the ball. But Ridley will go absolutely bullshit against Freo. I was contemplated making him captain. Darcy Moore returned to the defence. It's good to see that smart coach puts him on the field this way. Alir, I'm not sure who he'll be matching up against at full forward for the Western Bulldogs. I mean, he could be playing on Caleb Daniel, at which point he'll have a field day. And then Michael Hibbert, I just don't trust Michael Hibbert, but he's been consistent. Going into the midfield, great start tonight. The Vipers, 86 and 96. So 86 for Ross and 96 for Tui. Both, I would say, overs. And
delicious.
Coming up against Hawker, not the week you want your guys to have overs. You feel like your overs are wasted.
Yeah.
Patrick Cripps is playing with my spine, is what I've heard. So... be interesting to see how he goes against Melbourne. Noah Anderson against Brisbane could take a bit of a dip in his average, then Callum Ward I expect to go up, and Tom Liberatore on the bench could go okay as well. Liber's been really good this season. Mr. Worldwide coming up against Gorn, but does Mr. Worldwide play?
Oh, has he got a backup? Oh, he does.
Yeah, he does have his hands on a backup. In the sweet, sweet Jordan.
Sweet pick up that one.
Delicious. And then moving into the forward line, Jack Zeeble, obviously he and Aaron Hall have been the best defenders in the competition this season. Just killing it. Yep. Atkins 66 tonight was probably a little bit unders, but you take it. Tipper Moody at footy, Luke Bruce against North, and Alex Neil-Bullen rounding out the F5 position against Carlton. Bench is looking like my bench, so he's got Jordan Sweet that he can loop, and then Darcy Tucker as the emergency. That's fair enough. There's no one on his field in the midfield that you'd take off to put Tucker on the field, especially because he's averaging less than Tom Doty.
Yeah, I think Tucker's still getting his fitness back, but...
he already looks tuckered out.
But yeah, just... let me know when you want your four pack.
It's still a long season.
Moving on, let's have a look at Mr. Hawker's team. So Jarman Impey has been exceptional this season. Yeah, kind of high 80s, I think, average. So, yeah, great defender. Scholl, he's going to be a young gun of the future. Great pickup. Keith, I haven't really seen what he's been averaging, but I'm guessing he's got him for kick mark ability.
Yeah, averaging in the 70s. Be interesting to see how he goes against Port.
Yeah, that one could be a little bit of a concern. Quaynor, what was a nice little 13th hold, but he hasn't kind of got the free reign that a Noble has. So, yeah, it'd be interesting, but at least he's not kind of over-projected there.
Yeah, I think it's another year away.
Yeah, could be. I think he's still going to be good. He's got a lot of potential, but, yeah, he's probably in the same age bracket as some of Hawker's other players. So might work out all right.
Players play. You mean blokes on his list.
This is true. Jake Lever, another chip marker. He will go all right against Carlton, I reckon. Tom Mitchell against North. He will go huge. Parfitt, 72. I think he spent a little bit of time on the bench with a cut or something that they were patching up.
Yeah, I see.
He just hasn't kind of come on as much as I think Hawker would have liked yet, but probably you'll still be okay when Geelong stop recruiting 35-year-olds.
When they fall off the cliff. Do you want your bloke to be in a team that's fallen off a cliff then?
Probably not, because we've seen what happens with like a Tom Phillips per se. They get hurt as well. Chris Main. Laying some pipe, 75 projected.
He's named at fullback as well.
Yeah, right. He's really a bit of a Mr. Fix-It for Collingwood. So, yeah, be interesting what he throws out. Tom Powell, a little bit quieter last week, but, yeah, obviously great potential. Jesus. I've forgotten this guy's first name. Is that Lockie Young?
Yep, Young by name.
I got it.
The team's Young by name, Young by nature.
Fucking hell. When you're starting Lockie Young, you're in trouble. Archie Perkins, absolute gun. So, yep, he got a great deal out of me there. McInerney, I think he picked up today.
Yeah, I don't mind that against Collingwood.
Yeah. Look, it's probably about as good as you can get on the free agent list, but you don't really want to kind of be starting him. Tom Campbell.
Probably he's going to be playing deep forward, but maybe Hawker knows how bad his Hawks are and thinks that Campbell will kick a bag.
I think there was a little message on Facebook to the Keeper League podcast asking for an opinion on Tom Campbell. Obviously, the answer must have been good on Tom Campbell for the future.
Campbell soup.
Yeah, could be. Toby Green, 91. He will go reasonably well, you'd think, against Richmond.
Yeah.
Elite Motlop.
Gun.
Huge. Gibbons, 66. He's a solid citizen in the forward line. Kane Turner. Great little pickup there. He's been getting a few more CBAs and getting a few tagging roles, I think. So,
has been.
He'll be going all right. And Schoenberg, don't really know too much about how he's been going this season. Can you enlighten me?
He's got a rude head, gets some centre bounce attendance time, but he's been a little bit disappointing for the Crows as well. Good attack on the ball, but just not. I don't know, it just doesn't have that fantasy sluttery that you might hope for.
And I think we've got to make a special kind of mention through some of these players on the bench here that were, you know, highly touted. We've been having news flashes popping up, but they've all gone quiet lately. So
a lot of first rounders that aren't getting games.
Yeah, so like, has this been multiple weeks that Braden Campbell hasn't been getting named?
Yeah, well, he's getting named in the VFL, so he's obviously fit.
What about Goulden?
Dude named in the VFL.
Stevens?
Named in the VFL. He's actually an emergency, so he might get the sub.
So you're telling me that Braden Campbell, Errol Goulden are not playing and Stevens can't even get a game?
Correct.
Wowee. Wow. What does that tell you for the future?
It tells you Chad Warner is the man.
Exactly. Thank you very much. So so that's Hawker. So what are we thinking here?
Vipers. Vipers yeah. By 20 points. That'll be it.
Oh, I reckon at a zero on the 20, this one is going to be a blowout in the battle for 11th and 12th.
Yeah, I think you think you're right.
I think it's about a 200 golf.
Now, moving on to the last game of the round. Speaking of blowouts, Dazed and Confused coming up against Team Awesome. Look, I was on the end of a Dazed and Confused belting last week, and I can tell you right now, this team is good.
Oh, yeah.
Back line, if people were worried, oh, I wonder what Lockie Whitfield is going to do to Isaac Cumming return, you know, if he returns, and Ash. Well, both of them are still averaging well over 80 in their last three. Yep. Christian Salem in the back line, gun, like, elite, averaging nearly 100. Brad Shepherd's lifted his game. Gets Crows, he'll go well with no Hall. Is it Walker? Attlee has been so good this season, just pumps out 80s, and then Harris Andrews there as the last defender, which I don't mind against Gold Coast, given all the kind of lack of forward depth that they have. I think that's a shrewd pickup.
Yep.
Midfield, what do you say about the best midfield in the comp? Like, definitely. the best midfield in the comp. Other than Bontempelli being named on the bench, the rest of those guys are... They're A-graders. He's got Walters in the midfield.
I was just going to say, there's a few little interesting midfielders there that I wasn't expecting for a day's midfield.
He's obviously, look, he's taken this match for granted. He's just, you know. So, my first question is, why did I not cop the Jeremy Cameron 47 this week instead of 130-plus last week?
I think Daze is a smart man. He works his matchups. He knows when he needs a big score and when he can just say, boys, just go out there, get a bit of fitness, but we don't need to go stupid this week.
Yeah, well, Jeremy Cameron absolutely fucking belted me last week, 47 this week. And then he's had Billings 99. Forward line's good. Martin Schultz returning this week, you'd expect. And then Jared Brand has been... Great pickup
from West Coast. Handy one.
Yeah. So, yeah, just this is going to be a huge score. And he's got depth. He's got options on the bench there. He's got Jack Henry. Probably not going to loop that, but it's points if he needs a late sort of late withdrawal. Reece the Beast, Miles Bergman. So he's got coverage on every line.
Picked up Xavier O'Neill as well during the week.
Yep, smart pickup.
Yep, been picking it up in the Eagles... Rezzy's team, what have they been whinging about this week about their reserves?
They're all ammos. Yeah, the problem is he's not been able to convert it to AFL, so it'll be interesting to see if he can do that this week.
Yep.
So what do we got on Team Awesomer?
Team Awesomer, he's got a pretty nice looking back line there. So Sam Doherty gets it done every week, 98 projected. Hawley's been absolutely pigging for Richmond. Bailey Williams is back. Where's he
going? I'm assuming full forward would be the logical Bevo choice, wouldn't it?
somewhere where he shouldn't be. Yeah. Orazio Fantasia, 63 projects. Ah, sorry, I got a cat clawing me. Ow.
I reckon 63 is probably overs against the Bulldogs, to be honest, for Fantasia.
Yeah, a little bit of a worry there. Rotham 71, he'll get plenty of chip mark from Adelaide, bad ball coming into the forward line. Jack Steele, absolute gun, 117, you'll take that. Amon's been a great get in the trade with DT87, so he will beat that 83. Seedsman's been also a great pickup in that same trade. He'll get around that 85-90. Jermont's back.
Yep. First game back for the for the season, named on a wing. Very good player.
That's a very handy pickup. He's waited a long time to get him back, so that's certainly going to help his team. Warple's starting to find a little bit of form. Certainly not up to his kind of usual 100 standards, but at least he's showing some life.
Has North this week, so surely should be good.
Yeah, should go all right. Looks like he must have some kind of loop option here, and he does. Sean Higgins,
85.
Yep, he'll definitely take that. And then LDU. What's LDU been doing? I've kind of kept an eye on him the first three or four rounds, but I think he's been relatively quiet, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been very disappointing, to be honest. I was expecting a lot more from him this season.
Yeah, yep. McAvoy's been a great player this season, kind of in the ruck. Tom McDonald really benefiting from Melbourne's good form, so he's projected 79. He could easy go overs there. Hawkins 70, a little bit quiet, kind of like Cameron on the other side, but he'd be pretty happy getting 23 extra points there over Cameron. Devin Smith, Stars mention it every week that he's, you know,
a bit
disappointing, really slowed down. So, yeah, 83 is probably overs there. He's kind of a 70-point forward these days.
Yeah, he's passed it. And he's only 28. He's passed it. Too much rubber off the tyres.
Yeah, real shame. He was a great player a couple of seasons ago. Nunes had a really blistering start to the season, but slowed a little now, so 70 is probably about right.
Yeah, back to true Nunes.
And Tabby Cat against Essendon. Who knows what the Tabby Cat will do?
Yeah, it could score well.
Yep, and he's got a Franklin loop option early tomorrow on the bench, so that's quite handy to see how he goes against Collingwood. He could really chop them up, I reckon.
More importantly, does old mate not read my articles? Dane Rampy.
Yeah, true. He was in there as well, wasn't he?
Yeah. So he's got the emergency on him, so just keep an eye on Dane Rampy because he could go ham, and I'd be expecting a better score from him than a Ratio fan Crabshaw.
Yeah, I reckon he has listened to your article then, hasn't he? Because, yeah, he's definitely put on the Sydney guy. Team Awesome is a professional looper, so... So...
Not professionals.
What are we thinking on this one?
Dace is going to absolutely belt him.
Yeah, I think Team Awesome's definitely looking a little bit more solid than what he was.
Absolutely. But yeah, he's coming up against a juggernaut.
This is just unfortunately just is not the matchup. So,
there's a couple of tiers in this competition, and Team Awesome and I are not in Dazed tier.
Yeah, Dazed definitely home in that one.
Well, thanks for jumping on.
Yeah, no worries, mate. That was interesting, but thanks for scratching my itch.
Any time. I assume you'll send this through to Hawker and he'll get off me back.
Yes. Over and out.
Over and out. Peace out, Cub.
See you, mate.